Formative assessments made easy. Because formative assessment tells us so much about how our students are doing throughout the learning process, it is more timely and thus effective to respond to it. Below are some field-tested template methods for gathering formative assessment data in inclusive classrooms. Their efficacy in moving forward student progress has a strong record. Classroom methods for measuring student growth also has a proven base of efficacy, all inspired by extensive curriculum-based research and measurement. Three such methods are outlined below. Daily scorecard. Use daily IEP and SLOs, goals, and objectives to move along lesson targets by allocating a section of daily instruction to it. Use open-ended questioning to encourage student progress toward curriculum objectives. Design future learning experiences based on this data. Use reflective questions to create a one-page visual summary of students' formative data to reflect on the curriculum objectives to determine movement toward the objectives. Scorecard components: drill, homework, class practice, physical demeanor, exit ticket, other. Scorecards can be personalized to meet specific students' needs, with probing questions asked to fill in background knowledge about students and review benchmarked progress milestones. Scorecards are nice opportunities to fill out anecdotal data on students, such as work completion with specific areas of struggle. A student might have seemingly understood the reading, for example, or read aloud with fluency, but was unable to complete the short answer response in follow-up or use evidence to support ideas. Scorecards can also be driven by questions designed to facilitate reflection and feed planning. Class practice would be the homework column or group work. The teacher would use guided practice opportunities to note whether students are engaged, reflecting the following questions as a starting point from which to make further inquiry. Drill column. Are the students meeting my expectations? Are the students provided with extended time or assessment modifications per their IEP? Are the students still struggling with a concept or struggling with a new concept? Was the student on task for the duration of the instruction? If not, what portion? Who was ready and who needed more time? Do the students look confused? Do the students look uncomfortable? And if so, who? Exit ticket. Mark student responses. Who finished first? Other. Note areas that need follow-up. Anecdotal seating chart. An anecdotal seating chart is another opportunity to gather anecdotal data about individual student progress along a continuum of learning goals. A complete picture of student progress can be had when we can overview information in one place. Anecdotal seating charts are basically oversized cheating charts constructed using shapes and other features arranged in boxes that resemble desk or seat placement. Make the boxes large enough to fit the student data in. It provides a nice housing place, next day, review, instructional planning, or even group placement. Reviewing the anecdotal seating chart can also inform grouping and differentiation methods. Using IEP goals or SLOs can help yield specific progress and movement toward larger goals, such as reading comprehension, writing progress, or mathematical proficiencies. Open-ended questioning will encourage student reflection on their progress and help inform future design of how new learning objectives. Objectives grid. An objectives grid helps capture student data regarding specific and discrete behaviors. Behavioral frequency, triggers, and other traits are recorded to help triangulate an overview of observations into a conclusion that works into planning, grouping, and overall behavioral management. Observing beginning and ending behaviors feeds into this, and follow-up recording can include academic behaviors as well as social and emotional behaviors. Objective grids can also monitor movements toward IEP goals and SLOs using separate worksheet for each student in Excel or separate sheet for each student on a clipboard for later placement in their folder. An objectives grid can be considered a baseline planning template to be arranged around a daily schedule, curriculum content, a workbook, or even IEP caseload management, depending on the structure and organization of the school. They make a nice spreadsheet for sharing academic, social, and emotional behaviors with an IEP team. Using an Excel can help compute a score for each student by assigning a value to each objective being monitored. or number of occurrences can be divided by the number of opportunities to compute a percentage. Use this data to compare students' progress from other lessons, unit of instruction, or behavioral circumstances, such as work and cooperative learning groups. Establishing a culture of data. Bambrick identifies four areas of data-driven implementation. Among them, and with the most extensive indicators, is a data-driven culture. Included are active leadership that facilitates data analysis meetings among staff, ongoing professional development with models of data-driven strategy and instructional effectiveness, rigorous use of interim assessments, planning for and borrowing from best practices with proven efficacy in data-driven environments. Learning communities. Creation of a learning community is vital to maintaining a mindfulness that facilitates the steady flow of communication and collaboration needed. Effective data teams and learning communities include willingness to share without judgment, collegial cooperation, questioning process for its own practice with reliance for answers steadfastly on its own members, employs a problem identification process. Responsibility for change or action planning is given to those most effective. How do we know we are living and thriving in a data-driven school in a data-rich environment? When everyone acknowledges that they are in one and are, in fact, surrounded by an array of rich data sources, teachers determine the efficacy and effectiveness of activities, tasks, and programs. They, in essence, become their own solution in a collegiate, collaborative atmosphere of problem-solving, action research, and trial-and-error learning. Problems are identified and solved by those charged with implementing necessary change, the teachers. Other data culture attributes. Assessment data should be used formatively to identify student strengths and areas of need, with determinations made within interdisciplinary teams. Action steps are positive and proactive, with assessments viewed as the data and the ensuing action as the response. Assessments are scheduled regularly, along with interim assessments, with action research deliberate and solution-oriented. Other evidence of a data-driven environment. There is school-wide visibility and openness, with questions asked and answered directly. Study and inquiry groups meet and share regularly. Professional learning communities are in place, either vertically or horizontally or both. Everyone takes equal responsibility for their own progress. Action is generated from within faculty rather than imposed upon from the outside, and thereby teachers are intrinsically motivated to plan and conduct action research as a result of data analysis. Teachers become and remain their own resource, analyzing data with the actual data in hand. This means no grading or looking at responses without the question in hand that drove them. Use of a template to identify and answer questions next to the standards they are addressed in is recommended. Use of data reporting templates allow teachers to identify gaps in learning and development immediate action steps on them. A data culture allows the teachers and the data to do the talking. Here are some other recommendations for data analysis. Always point to the data at hand, returning specific questions on the test. Don't waste time fighting ideological battles. Stay focused on the data, the questions, and the students' results. Know the data. Know the difference between the first assessment and the third or last. Keep analysis connected to a concrete action plan. A climate conducive to becoming data-driven has some common themes. Multiple forms of data are used to disaggregate across disciplines and grade levels. Structures in place to facilitate teaming, collaboration, norming, and taking full responsibility for all roles within the data analysis process. Technology integration to facilitate data retrieval. Data literacy that allows all teachers to understand how to interpret and analyze multiple forms of data. Commitment from all educational stakeholders to use, analyze, and take action on data. Accountability for results and next steps. Team collaboration. An effective data culture facilitates meetings that are characterized by full knowledge of assessments, in advance of their administration, indicators of speculation about the assessments, professional development opportunities for data analysis, answers to fundamental question, why the student did not learn it, models of effective data analysis, and a solid action plan for follow-up. Tips for effective data sessions. Do we have the data that answers the questions we have about how our students are performing academically? Are there structures in place that allow for a leveraging of data with curriculum and strategies for effective instruction? Do all members of the data team have the skills necessary to analyze data, make decisions, and take action? Are all decisions and next steps based on the data at hand? Are all stakeholders involved and engaged in the data decision-making process? Other questions to consider. Is staff collaboration facilitated and scheduled for, thereby highly valued? Are all stakeholders on board for continuous use of data towards student academic improvement at the school and classroom levels? Is data-driven decision-making modeled for staff that need it? Is data analysis modeled for those who need it? Are all on board and using data to inform instruction? Are all teachers open to changing instructional practices based on what the data says about student learning?